Hello, Connie and team. Can you hear me okay, your end?
Yes, I can hear you. Can
Excellent.
You hear me?
Excellent. I can hear you loud and clear. How are you doing today? You're right.
I'm doing good. Yeah, very well. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm just going to have to warn you. I'm very good because I've got a bit of a warning for you, which I'm feeling pretty good about. So last time, right, you were very kind. You spoke to me previously a couple of years back, and I reminded you about perhaps your single greatest appearance ever, which was on the Busted Crash the Wedding music video. So I'm going to play that today.
That's right. Oh my goodness, I've totally forgotten about that. Yes, I was, wasn't I?
Yeah.
How did you remember that?
Oh, busted. Yeah. Yay. Hurrah.
Yeah, it's lovely to be chatting to you, Connie. I know you've been doing, you know, loads of, I mean, you've carried right on in that area, doing loads of sort of lovely communication with, especially with the younger audience, with your books and your YouTube channel and everything. So I think you're the perfect person to be talking about this exciting challenge that I know that you're sort of spreading awareness of today. How cool is this?
Yes. I mean, it is super cool. I'm actually, like, jealous that I'm not eligible to enter.
Yeah, get to go to MIT, I think the prize is. But I'm getting ahead of myself there. I'd love for you to explain a bit about what is this challenge and, you know, why kids should get involved and what age groups are we talking as well?
Okie dokie. So this is the National Innovation Challenge, and it is an amazing competition that enables schools, sixth forms and further education colleges to enter, and students can enter individually or in groups of up to three. And all they have to do is outline or propose a solution for a future or current industry challenge. So it could be a concept, a business idea, an invention, a design prototype, and it has to fit in with the theme of sustainable impact. So you can think outside of the box. You can submit an entry via blog, or you can do a little presentation on it, a project, you can draw diagrams. We just want something that is going to solve a future or current industry challenge to help make the world a better place when it comes to the environment. And schools and colleges need to actually apply. So students can't apply directly. And the prize is absolutely awesome. The prize is an all expenses paid trip to the USA to visit the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. And you'll be hobnobbing with some of the most brilliant brains and minds in the world. And, you know, if this is a school's winner, you'll get to bring a parent or carer along. Each member of the team will. Your teacher will be there with you. And honestly, this is a life-changing visit to MIT. There's 2 weeks left. The deadline is Friday, the 14th of March. So anyone listening that knows of someone in further education or in a school or a college, or maybe you know a teacher, tell them to go to the website, which is hruc.ac.uk, and they could be in with a chance, or whoever enters, to be going on this groundbreaking trip.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I really wish I could enter this as well.
I know, it's so good.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like then students can enter individually and in teams if they want to. And the format sounds pretty varied in terms of, you know, you were saying they could do a blog, they could do whatever sort of comes to mind for them. It sounds very open.
A presentation, diagrams, just explaining your concept so we know what it is. They can design a prototype. They can even build a prototype. Just something that helps us with a problem that we face when it comes to the environment.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I think this is just so brilliant because, of course, you know, let's stop pretending for a minute. Of course, these are the people, the future people who are going to be solving these issues for real, aren't they? So what a brilliant idea to get those young minds engaged. How fantastic.
Yeah. Get them thinking. We're looking for creativity, thinking outside of the box, something that maybe is a unique idea as well. And we really want to just encourage young people to be innovative and creative. And the only thing that we would say is really get your skates on, because there is 2 weeks left and, you know, we're looking for a good caliber of entry.
Yeah, fantastic. And Connie, I don't know if you had, because I was kind of thinking about this in terms of, I don't want sort of students to feel maybe like they were put off because perhaps they don't feel like science is a particularly strong subject of theirs, you know, grade wise. And I don't know whether you should just sort of tell them to just go for it anyway. If they have this idea, you don't need these grades, right? You can just go for it.
Well, this is the thing. This is about creativity. So it's not necessarily about sort of your academic prowess, because often that's due to your teachers or your teaching or what you've been subjected to, what's on your curriculum. It's all about having something that sparks something, ignites something within you where you feel passionate. So, you know, maybe you're really into, for instance, cooking, and maybe you want to look at a way, an innovation that can deal with food waste. That's a big problem. That's sort of carbon emissions. You know, we often will have peelings and scraps that then you put into a plastic food bin, and these big lorries come and they take it when they're burning their fuel, and they've got carbon footprint, and then it has to go to a big depot and all get sort of recycled. Whereas you can just put food waste onto mud and it will just rot, and Mother Earth does that for you. So maybe, I don't know, they want to come up with an idea that's a tabletop kitchen counter idea that can mulch food so you can put it on your local park or your local grass. You know, so you can look at what you are interested. Maybe you think you're going to go into the car industry and you can think of a solution within that industry. But then maybe you're in, I don't know, hairdressing, for instance. Can you think of a creative way that could be problem solving when it comes to the environment? When it comes to hairdressing, perhaps, are there lots of plastic bottles that get disposed of? You can totally think within what you're already passionate about. And that's the brilliant thing about this competition. We're looking for creativity, innovation, and thinking outside of the box. We're not necessarily looking for the top grades in class. We want to see how your mind can problem solve and tackle a challenge.
Oh, Connie, thanks so much. Yeah, fantastic examples there as well for people. So I do hope then, yeah, that teachers or students or whoever's listening in gets involved quickly and pops this on their list to do within the next couple of weeks and gets it submitted.
Yes, get your skates on. HRUC.ac.uk to be in with a chance for the all expenses paid trip to the USA to visit the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Oh, Connie, thanks so much. A brief segue, completely optional in science, if I may. But I was just keen because I know that you're great at running your YouTube channel, getting kids involved in science. I have just recently, proud new dad, got a daughter. She's only 8 weeks old-ish now, so thank you very much. Probably not quite ready. But I was just wondering if you had any tips for parents in terms of getting their kids interested in science. So kind of along the same lines here, you know, getting your children sort of engaged and interested. I wonder if you've got any obvious tips or where to start for getting kids interested.
Well, it's funny you should mention, because you're right, I did that YouTube channel in lockdown, and there's loads of fun science experiments that you can do with your children that will make them think, wow. For instance, I mean, just something simple, because obviously radio isn't a visual medium. If you get a glass of water, and it needs to be a cylindrical glass, and you draw an arrow on a piece of paper with marker pen, and put it behind the glass of water, the arrow will change direction, and children literally think that is magic. They can't get their heads around the fact you could write your name on it and then their name will be backwards. And things like that, where things appear to be magical, you know, are due to science, essentially. The way your fingers bend, you know, if you submerge them into a pool of water, that's, you know, the principles of wave travel in different mediums, you know. And then children can start asking questions, what's diffraction, what's refraction, or, you know, if you tell them why that's happening, it's just sparking a curiosity or an interest, basically. You know, paper aeroplanes, you know, aerodynamics, that's science, isn't it? So there's loads of ways that you can get kids involved, but the best ones are sort of, I think, things where they are literally bowled over by the wow factor.
Oh, Connie, thanks so much. I know what's on her agenda coming up then very soon. I'm going to try it myself. Absolutely. This afternoon. I'm going to get a glass of water. Thank you so much.
Start them young. Yeah. 8 weeks. Yeah, go that's for it.
Connie says you've got to be able to do this. Off you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, lovely chatting to you.
Thank you so much. And bye, Connie. Lovely to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Cheers.